Well, I don't want to alarm our listeners with our next story. A few days after a general election, we're about to speak to the Chief Medical Officer. But don't worry, it's not 2020. We're going to talk instead about the latest Healthy Ireland survey, examining just how healthy we are. And we are joined by the Interim Chief Medical Officer, Professor Mary Horgan. Professor Horgan, you're very welcome. Would you just give us the nuts and bolts? How many people were spoken to for this survey?
Just a little over 7,000 people were interviewed for the Healthy Ireland survey, and that's the result of that we're publishing today in the Department of Health.
So what are the findings? How healthy are we?
Well, the good news is we are very healthy. 81% of the population reported overall good or very good health. And that's a slight increase from last year, which was 80%. And then even better is that 86% of people felt that they had a good quality of life. That's the good news story.
And what's the bad news within it?
Well, the importance of doing surveys is seeing trends and us being able to focus in on areas that we feel need attention. So I suppose there is an increase in binge drinking, and that's something that we do take seriously. There is a big investment, and I suppose the two big areas are on ongoing education. You start very early, as we've seen in doing public health intervention. The earlier start, the better.
And is that binge drinking among a certain demographic?
It's mainly in the 20 to 35 year old age group is where binge drinking would be more of a concern. But it seems to be less of an issue with the older population. And I think the interventions like our Public Health Alcohol Act, where we have minimum unit pricing and regulation of advertising, particularly that broadcast watershed where there's no advertising when children would be watching, expected to watch TV. They're all really important interventions, and an upcoming public health alcohol labelling regulation, which is in draft form, which will have labels warning the population, people, about the dangers of drinking alcohol during pregnancy and excess alcohol consumption, which is associated with obviously liver disease, but also some cancers.
And I see smoking is dropping, but vaping is now on the survey at 8%.
Yeah, so I suppose when you have public health interventions, it's always important to look at the long game. And as you know, Ireland were to the forefront of the smoking ban way back in 20 years ago in 2004. We have noted an increase in vaping and are working on legislation or a bill to contain proposals to restrict the colour and imagery on vaping. We know that vaping does contain a lot of toxic products and is associated with lung disease. So it's really important to get that message across. But again, starting young by educating people, children upwards, and also the more recent T21, in other words, banning the sale of tobacco in under 21s, will be effective in the coming years also.
Do you worry, Professor Horgan, about our younger generations? These were aged 15 and older, and certainly teenagers, I'm including in this question, but also younger as well. Their diets, their lack of exercise, their mental health as well, with anecdotally reported increases in anxiety in particular among young people.
Yeah, and it's something that certainly it's a cross-government approach, and particularly in the Department of Health, where there has been a huge investment in mental health, now at an all-time high of 1.5 billion, with a yearly increase in the last 5 years. And to answer your question, there's a particular focus on the mental health of children and young adults in that funding. We do need to take that seriously, and all the feedback really goes into that mental health plan. So really to give young children and young people the skill set to navigate what can often be a stressful time in their life. And that is part of the investment that has been put into the mental health, the sharing the vision, which is the national mental health policy for the Department of Health.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.